Static.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. Just beat it. This is Michael. Come on.
You're
just
Michael?
It's Miles. This is Miles. I'm just joking.
Like, oh, I got a coup. Talking
just
to Michael Jackson just after he beat the rap for another child or something here.
Just beat it.
Is Miles?
Is that what he's talking about in his music?
No.
Don't you know that they... Yeah. When they subpoena you, gotta beat it.
You know, yeah. That,
beat it, beat it.
That porn page you sent me that changes every day.
Yeah, yeah.
I just happened to accidentally, click it the other day.
Socialporn.com, I think it is.
These kooky, like, looped movies. They're real... I'm not computer savvy, so you'll make fun of me, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you want to call it?
A loop movie?
Like a little loop
animated
movie
GIF.
Keeps... Yeah, right, right,
yeah.
Right. Well, there's
GIF,
one where this kid... This kid, it's like a still picture of this kid. He's got like this glass of milk and he's holding it towards the camera. It's like the thing says something about, can I have another glass, Mr. Jackson, or something. And there's another picture it alternates with, but I won't go into what that is. But
what do you mean?
It would appear Michael was...
masturbating into the glass of milk?
Yeah, like knocking off a batch or something.
I
kind of been on my mind for a while, ever since I saw that.
Accidentally.
That and
accidentally.
Was it a cookie or something, weird pop-up or something. I don't know what it was. But.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Just beat it.
Beat it.
Beat it.
Woo! No, I don't know.
That's odd.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I have to,
yes?
I've got to berate you about something.
Just beat it.
Yes.
So last week, right?
Yes.
You had two good ideas.
Right.
Which were, you wanted to do some review thing.
Right.
And we're writing something together.
Right.
And I'll give you credit for the writing something. You actually did write something.
Right.
A little bit, like, I don't know, five paragraphs
right.
or five lines or something.
A paragraph, basically.
Paragraph, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the review thing, you did absolutely nothing.
Well, it looked like you were doing that gay haiku review.
You could do what you want. You don't have to do a haiku.
Because you're, like, stealing it from somebody else, man. I'm like, well...
Well, no, I wasn't stealing it. I didn't know. And then I found out, yeah, the other people are doing this. But whatever. I just do whatever the fuck I want.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, it's lame.
Hey,
you know?
I said you don't have to do a haiku. You don't have to do a fucking haiku.
Oh,
you can just
write
a review.
I'm not, you know, into that, you know. I'm just...
I said you it was your fucking idea. You're all like... Right. Hey,
man.
We gotta have a play.
Yeah, all right.
Hey,
man.
We gotta do some reviews.
Get
or
some freaking Xanax, man, from the doctor, man. Settle down. Shit. Damn, man.
And
angry
then I'm like,
dude.
I'm sitting here tonight, and I check it,
Jesus.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm like talking to my wife. I'm like, that fucker did nothing. Again.
I've been having a lot of personal problems, so I just...
Hey, you've already used up that excuse, Johnny, come lately. You better have a tick growing out of your forehead. You better have some kind of crazy mammary on top of your head squirting milk. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
You know what? Fine. You know what? I will.
No, don't even tell me. I don't even believe it.
No, I'm going to do it.
Here,
I thought you were ripping off that idea of haiku
review
or whatever, and I'm like, well, that's lame. I'm not going to do that crap. You know?
I think I even wrote my email to you when I sent you all the information.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. Do whatever you want. I did that because I thought of it, you know, and I just decided to put it down.
Well, no, I'm glad you did.
I'm like, here. Hey.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to rip off someone else's thing.
What the fuck are you talking about, mister?
I'm above that, man. I'm an artiste.
How many fucking jokes do you tell that I've heard, like, from other people? You're a regular goddamn Milton Berle.
Fine. You know what? Fine. I'm going to do it. After I hang up with you, I'm going to write a review on
whatever the hell it was I watched last night.
Rebound or whatever. Rebound. I watched Rebound last night. I will write a review on Rebound. All right?
Whatever. And, I think it's more fun for me just to yell at you, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know.
But it's staticradioreviews.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
And this is Miles' brainchild, even though you wouldn't have a fucking clue if you went there because he hasn't wrote a goddamn thing. I rush on Wednesday to get this up, and I thought, okay, well, I'll just write this little review of the Constant Gardener, and I made up a haiku because it was, like, nice and simple. And I wanted to write in there somewhere that Rachel Weisz was naked in the movie, and so I put that in there.
I took too much philosophy in college is what the whole problem is, you know. That's the whole problem.
Yeah, and how's that the whole problem?
Because they always be like, you know, hey, great thinkers are not really great doers, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I thought, well, that's me. I tapped into that. I'm like, oh, that's me.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's right, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I think that's what kind of screwed me up, you know, because I started, like, believing this shit. You know, like, they tell you stuff in college and you really start believing it, you know. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not getting that one.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying, I've picked up a few kooky things throughout my college career that kind of screwed me up.
Like, yeah, okay. Let's blame college. You ran out of your mother excuses. Now you're going to go to college. Huh? Well, my mother used to, you know, make me write reviews of meals.
I'm just saying, you know, it just kind of screwed me up. You know, you hear some things, you're like, oh, yeah, it's true, yeah.
Yeah, well.
And then you get screwed up. And then you don't write a movie review, and then suddenly everybody wants to beat your ass.
I think that I would rather hear you say Milwaukee Best screwed me up. That sounds more plausible.
After
I get about a six-pack in me, I can not remember how to type.
Yeah.
So that happens every morning about 7:30. So
yeah. All right. You know what? I'm gonna do a lot of movie reviews, and you're gonna be like, wow.
Okay. All right.
That's all. It's all good. It's all good.
I'd love to see that.
I'll just type one as I'm talking to you. How's that?
All right. You try that. Maybe. You try that out. Why don't you just review this fucking show? How about that?
I could.
Anyway, okay. I just wanted to talk about that.
There you go.
So
I've been served, man. I have been served.
I'll go into the other one later. We'll see how much you write on the other thing.
I'm still kind of fleshing out the characters a little bit.
What do you mean, fleshing them out? I wrote two things. It fleshes out the two main characters. It sets them up.
Yeah, I might want to rewrite it, though. I don't know.
You go ahead, Charlie Chobiz.
I don't know. I'm trying to make it funny. Yeah.
I can see that tit squirting right out of the top of your head.
All right. Well.
You're rubbing your head to get that nipple hard.
Don't worry.
So anyway, I got a quick story for you.
You have a quick story.
Yeah, and this is a related story, so I didn't actually witness this, but it was really funny. So,
right.
I think I mentioned before, I'm trying to get my son to actually use the toilet.
Right.
He very much doesn't seem to want to use the toilet. Mm-hmm. He really doesn't mind, you know, the pull-ups.
Right.
In fact, I think he just rather would wear them. Because it gets in the way, the whole having to go to the bathroom. He gets no enjoyment from it or something. I don't know. So we're kind of buckling down here because, you know, he's getting up there. So
right.
We're like, you know, you're going to have to start using the toilet. And so my wife was getting on him. And he was at preschool. And she sent him in to use the toilet at the preschool. And so he trots in there. And he comes back out, like, he has this, I think I told you before, he has this thing where he has to, like, totally undress from the waist down to go to the bathroom.
Just like his dad.
So, yeah. So he comes out naked and says, I went.
Oh.
And he goes, I went poop.
Yeah.
So my wife's like, well, come on. So she shuttles him back into the bathroom.
Right.
And, and goes into the stall, and she's like, right. Where is it at? He's like, it's over there.
Yeah.
And he's pointing a little ways away, and she's like, over where? And it was in the urinal. He shit in the urinal.
oh my goodness.
It was so, she called me up, and she's like, your son took a crap in the urinal, and I had to dig it out. I'm like,
left it.
Yeah, I would have flushed a bunch of times or something.
Like, oh well.
Yeah, so that was just hilarious. I'm like, how the hell did he shit in the urinal?
Oh my god!
They have like a little stool so the kids can step up and pee.
God, it's reminded me of that album cover for that Foreigner album.
Which
I forget
what's
called. I don't know. It was like a girl like trying to use the urinal or something. To,
I don't remember that.
Yeah, do her duty.
You're older than I am, I guess.
I don't know. Was it Foreigner? It was like a girl like using the...
I don't remember.
Check that,
that
out.
At
do
all.
Some kind of Google or something on that, will you?
Well, why don't you... You're the one writing a review, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. I'm still amazed that he actually took a crap in the urinal. I was like, wow, that's...
I think it's funnier for you because you didn't have to clean it up.
Well, true enough.
Right?
I probably would have been more on your terms there. I would have, like, I didn't. Oh. I think that'll go down eventually. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll break it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was. That
yeah.
was interesting.
Well, that was cool. Yeah. There you go.
So, what's going on with you?
Well, we had a talk to our two sons tonight, me and the wife there. Me and the...
About
the Yorkie.
About the dog?
The dog, yeah. The dog's not been fixed. He's almost a year old.
Okay.
And he's found kind of his bitch, so to speak, this stuffed animal, this stuffed seal. Yeah, he goes to town on this thing.
You blow the horn, Seal. Blow the horn.
And the kid's theory is that he's just trying to scratch his belly, you know.
Oh, really?
As to what's going on.
Yeah.
And we've kind of all just, like, played along with it. Like, yeah, he's just got an itch there. He's got a scratch. And, tonight, you know, my youngest boy is like, hey, Mom, hey, little Petey here's got something red on him.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, it's probably, you know, ketchup or something. You know, his dog's always getting into shit he shouldn't
ketchup,
get into. So we just thought he had ketchup on his face, and he's pointing, no, look at his belly, I mean.
Yeah.
Like, oh, boy.
There you go.
Oh, boy. Now we have to start talking to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we have to explain what's really going on with the stuffed animal and, you know.
Oh, you did?
Well, I mean, you know, I was just getting a little, you know.
He didn't like finish or anything, did he?
I don't know. Who knows? He's out of breath usually when he's done. He's like.
You sure that's just not you?
I was jealous. Jealous.
Look at the stamina on that dog, honey.
I haven't seen that kind of action in 14 years. What are you talking about, for Christ's sake?
Your dad itches his belly, too. I usually just fall asleep.
He don't need no stuffed animal, though.
Yeah. But then
we made the mistake of, like, telling the kids that we're going to get the dog fixed.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Had to get like, some nudicles there, huh?
What do you mean? Well, they cut off his marbles, basically.
He's got marbles?
And it was like a needle on the record, man. It was like,
What?
Huh? Yeah, they're going to cut off, you know, take his marbles. There's like no response. There's like zero response from these kids.
So
like,
did they comprehend like, all this or what?
I don't know. They seem pretty quiet after that. And if you kids don't behave.
That's right. I was going to say, have you ever yelled at them and said you're going to cut off their marbles?
Yeah.
I could see that. You kids get shit on your shoes one more time. I'll cut your marbles off.
And throw the shoes outside.
And I'll throw the shoes away with your marbles.
Yeah, I don't know. This is the reaction. It was too priceless. It's like, can do that? They can do that? Or yeah.
Yeah. Well, then Dad's had it done already. I don't know.
Can the dog still pee? Yeah, they don't cut off everything. They're just, you know, taking the marbles out of the marble sack, you know.
I think you probably need to use some more correct terms. You know, these kids are going to think there's like marbles.
No,
in this dog's.
Then it's going to sound like your house, like you and your wife.
I know.
Vagina.
Yeah, I know. The kids all say.
Yeah,
penis
I can see you guys doing that. I'm like, I'm not going to do that because Bob would do that. I'm like, fuck that.
Well, our new dog's already got his. Balls cut off, so.
Yeah, I know. We haven't gotten around to it.
We already talked about it.
Yeah.
Like, yep, he doesn't have any testicles.
Well, I don't get it. It's like some like weird dog pimp thing, because like, he'll rape the seal, you know.
Yeah.
But then he'll like start biting its face off after he's done. Like, like he's biting the legs off this, the flippers off this. See, I'm like, what in the hell?
He's not getting like, the reaction he wants. It's kind of like
this is
you
like
know,
some
you
prison
rain.
I'm like watching some prison movie or something. I don't know what in the hell this dog's thinking. But man,
is this
going to
be
violent.
On YouTube or what?
Here's
a video of my dog humping our stuffed seal and then attacking it.
If you want, I could make that happen, I guess, if you want. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I would eventually probably upload it. You know?
Yeah, eventually. It would take a while.
I don't know when I'd upload it, but I would
it
probably
take a
do
while,
it.
But... well, actually,
see,
I would...
Again,
what would happen is you would tape it, and then I would upload it.
Bob, could you upload this, please?
You would tape... the seal thing and the dog and then possibly some random, you know, unrelated stuff and send it. And then
this is a daily thing. This dude is getting some action daily. He's getting some ass daily, man. Jeez.
Don't you guys discourage that at all or just stay away?
Well, the funny thing is it's usually right in front of the TV set when he's doing it.
Oh my gosh.
I go, man, we're sick, man. This is.
You believe in reincarnation?
They're pretty much going to hell, you know.
This was like some guy who used to be in a live sex show who was reincarnated as a Yorkshire Terrier and lives in your house.
Like
now.
Ron Jeremy was a Yorkie or something.
Yeah.
Hey, how you like me? Huh? Look at.
Hey, look. Hey, look what I'm doing with the seal.
Check this out.
Look at that.
I'm out of breath. Shit. It's like his little tongue curls up, you know.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God, this is so terrible.
I don't know if I've ever been out of breath doing it. Sure.
This poor dog. What a life this poor dog
is. Yeah, he's always looking at me right now, as I mentioned him. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's looking like right at me. Like,
here, and I thought I had it bad with my dog looking at me while I went to the bathroom, and you're like sitting there. Got like your, you know, raisinettes watching this dog fuck a stuffed seal.
Well, there's nothing on Discovery Channel. Yeah, I might as well turn off and just watch the dog.
Let me call my cable operator and not pay for my Animal Planet. I got it all right here.
Hey, kids, go ahead and bring out Eeyore. I want to see what that looks like. Come here.
I'm going to go into the Spencer's and get some real suggestive stuffed animals so I can enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Cabbage Patch Kid. You got any Cabbage Patch Kids dolls here?
God damn it. Take the G.I. Joe away. I'm not really into that.
Yeah, I'm not into that. Well, okay, I'm into it. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
I'll watch anything. I don't care.
Oh, you're terrible.
Man, this thing is just, man.